Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. You know, I had some guests scheduled today, but I just went ahead and canceled them 5 minutes ago because I want to take time out to not just rant and rave myself or listen to the interesting and informative guests that we bring you each day. I want to hear from you. First-time callers will go to the head of the line. People that disagree are the only group that can trump first-time callers. But everyone is always welcomed, and we appreciate your phone calls. We're live. It is the 26th day. It's already Wednesday, the 26th day of March 2008, and we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours and 59 minutes. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. I was going through my stacks of news last night and noticed in the last week I probably didn't cover about half the news I had printed off and wanted to talk about. So I will try today to just briefly mention some of the things that we haven't alerted you to. Also, there is a huge, important stack of news in front of me today on human rights worldwide, on what's happening with the economy, what's happening with the cashless society enslavement grid. A lot of important audio clips are going to be playing today as well. So we have a big broadcast lined up for you. But I would like to hear listeners call in and discuss the Supreme Court in oral arguments saying that they believed in restrictions of the Second Amendment, that it was a right, but that it can be heavily restricted. And then now we're set for them to rule coming up in the next 2 months. Big attack on the Second Amendment and how that ties into New York, Boston, Chicago, D.C., Dallas, where police come to your doors, Phoenix, Tucson, the list goes on and on, Portland, where they come to your door and knock on the door and say, we want to search for illegal guns, or we want to make sure your guns are properly stowed, just a safety check, ma'am, please give us authorization to come in. Now, this is just now getting attention, but for at least 8 years, I've been aware of it, starting in Dallas and Tucson. Dallas, Texas, Tucson, Arizona. People think this is just going on in Boston and New York and Chicago and D.C., where the people are basically disarmed slaves to a great extent. No, this is happening right here in the heart of Texas. And it's part of a larger program of control. So we'll be breaking that down. And also I'll be reading some of the comments from the Infowars.com page where people comment on these articles about this because they bring up points. You know, so often I think about points when I'm not on air. And then I get on air and it's like I lose 20 or 30 IQ points because I get all excited and hurried. And but then if I go back to your comments, it reminds me of the very things I'm thinking and more often than not, angles that I didn't even think about. I learned so much from your emails, your comments you post on the PrisonPlanet.com forums, on the Infowars.com stories, and the Infowars network, where everybody has their own little private MySpace page where you can post your own blogs, videos, articles, really taking off there at Infowars.com. But in the interest of trying, I've gotten a little better over the last year, but not as good as I'd like. In the interest of trying, that when I do take calls, I actually go to them. In the interest of that, I'm going to come back after this break, mention some of the news headlines, and then I'm going to go directly to your calls early in the next segment. And I want to take 100 phone calls today. Almost assuredly fail, but that is a good goal to shoot for. 1-800-259-9231. Oh, we could get 1,000 phone calls. The question is, will I actually go to them or cut you off in time to go to the next? We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order
in the near future.
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, there's a bold new program going into effect in Boston, raising a lot of eyebrows, mine included. See my eyebrow going up? Police call it Safe Homes, and it allows officers to enter a person's home and search their kids' bedrooms for guns, all without a warrant. Parents are free to turn down these searches, assuming they understand that clearly. Critics say this is a violation of the Constitution, but the Boston Police Department says, hey, we're just trying to make our streets safer. We're not really trying to arrest people. Yeah. Our legal panel here now, law professor at Pepperdine University out in beautiful California, Matthew Rosengart, and former Westchester County prosecutor and Fox News legal analyst, Jeanine Pirro, joins us. All right, you know, Matthew, it's the lawyer in me, but boy, knocking on a door without probable cause and reasonable suspicion, you know, intimidating people, just the mere presence of three cops at your door is intimidating. I mean, this is unconstitutional, isn't it?
Well, I think there's a good chance that it is going to be found to be unconstitutional. I mean, even any layman, anybody who watches Law and Order or any show knows two things. One is they have a right not to speak with the police under Miranda. Right. And two, they have a Fourth Amendment right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. This program is clearly an effort to end run the Constitution. And even if the police play by the book and try to get consent for a search, because there are circumstances, of course, where warrants are not necessary, it's clear that this is ripe for abuse. People will undoubtedly be intimidated. You have three policemen or FBI agents show up at your door. It takes a lot of moxie to say, no, you can't come in.
Yeah, but they've got a right. They've got a say. And, Jeanine, I guess if a parent wants their local police to come into their home. Clearly, they have no control over their teenagers, and now they're just hoping somebody will step in.
Right. I mean, this is what it is. It's a safe home, safe streets program. It is a crime prevention strategy where police, not dressed as police officers, right, not in uniform, go to homes in dangerous high crime neighborhoods where parents are happy to see them because the parents are now saying, you know what, I can't control my own kids. I can't control their friends. They must give consent. Police cannot go in there without the consent of the parents. And by the way, they've agreed not to prosecute any of these kids. When I was the DA, one of the things I did was buy back guns from kids. No questions asked. I gave them CDs. I gave them money. I gave them sneakers. We've got to get guns off the street. Yeah, and you know what? This is smart.
Wait,
you have police.
There's a bunch of caveats here, Matthew. And one of them is they will prosecute if they find a gun that's connected to a crime.
But they're not supposed to go into homes it's connected with a
they've
crime.
They've already that's said
what happens.
They will.
But if
what
they
happens?
Find a gun that's in a home that's connected to a crime, then they're going to prosecute.
If they find a gun, sure. But think about it from the police officer's perspective. What happens if they go in and they find a bag of crack cocaine? What if they find
they've
marijuana?
Already said
what
they're
about
not
the Fourth Amendment?
Take it.
Well,
they
no, it's
already said
how much.
Here's the bottom line. They said we're not going to take small amounts. We
What's
know that the
okay.
Small,
yeah. Tell me what a small
they
amount
have talked
is.
About
okay, now that's from a few months ago when Boston announced all of this. The bigger question here is, why is there now a concerted effort to bring this out? Because for at least 8 years, they have had knock and talk in Texas, in Arizona, in California, in Oregon, in New York. And they come to your door and they say, we'd like to do a safety inspection of your guns in Texas. They say, we'd like to check for the safety of your firearms that they're properly stowed, when there's no law on that, in Arizona. And they target middle-class areas in the West and the South with this program. But you heard this. Oh, the parents want them in. The parents want cops to come to the door and say, let us in. Let us look for guns. And I actually went and pulled up what D.C. and Boston are saying they're going to do. It's the same wording. It isn't an amnesty. It's lawyer speak. They're going to bust you for anything they find in your house, but they're going to tell the dumb cattle that they're not going to. And the news is going to play along with it. You know, we played that NBC News piece from yesterday from D.C. They say you're given total amnesty. No, you're not. So, again, it's the government lying as usual. This is supposedly the United States because we have a Fourth Amendment. We have a right to be innocent until proven guilty. We have a right to due process. We have a right to be judged by our peers, a right to privacy and a warrant. Now, the government's attacking the First Amendment, the Fourth, the Fifth, the Second, the Tenth. They're getting rid of all of it wholesale while they build FEMA camps and militarize the police. While mega churches put in thumb scanners for their members to come in. I mean, this is the Orwellian world. While the cameras go in the school bathrooms. While the children thumb scan to get their school lunches. All to track and trace, all to control, all to train you to be a prisoner. It is illegal. The Supreme Court has ruled previously that you can resist an illegal search with force. Other federal courts and state courts have said that. The Founding Fathers said that if someone came to your house without a warrant, without probable cause, if people see you dragging a screaming child into your house that isn't your child and the child's bleeding, they can call the police and the police don't have to wait. That's probable cause. Or if your smoke's coming out of your house, the fire department doesn't have to wait to batter down your door. The Founding Fathers had lived through tyranny. They were geniuses. They could speak five languages on average. They had studied world history. It was reasonable. It made sense. If a cop pulls you over because you've got a headlight burned out and there's blood on the back seat and a woman's shoe, he can pull his gun out and say, get out of the car, because he's got probable cause something is suspicious. But you cannot just, and by the way, more lies from Fox News and the people pushing it, two of them pushing it on the show. We now have the newscast footage of them in Boston and in D.C. going out with pilot programs of this. They're in full uniform going house to house saying, I want to come in and search for illegal guns. And if there's any legal guns in here, you're going to be arrested unless you let me in now. You know, that's the trick they use when you're coming in from Mexico on customs. And they say, you don't have any prohibited items here. And you say no, and they say no Cuban cigars. And I was coming back with some college buddies one time, and one of them said, oh, yeah, I got two Cuban cigars. And they threatened him and tore him up and threw him in the trash can. He's an idiot. He's an idiot. If he'd have just said no, they would never have searched his bag. And they would have said, I can't read Spanish. I didn't know that's Cuban. The point is, it's a trick. Now, they've had arrests in Dallas and arrests in, they're doing it in surrounding communities in around Dallas, and they've had arrests in Phoenix and Tucson. All right, I said I'm going to your calls. This is the type of issue I want to talk about. It's so over the top that Homeland Security is considering, and we did find the documents and letters and memorandums, that Homeland Security is studying making all air flyers, everyone, wear a taser bracelet to, quote, stop hijackings, just where everyone can be shocked. I mean, do I even have to say how Orwellian that is, how guilty until proven innocent, how it's slave training, how it's ridiculous, how the hijackers will just pull it off, how they're showing us that we're all the enemy? Yeah, there's now part two of that. Paul Watson put a story out yesterday where Homeland Security is doing polls, focus groups, looking at doing it. They want to do it. Do I have to say how off the charts it is that we have video of New York police beating the living daylights out of peaceful pro-democracy protesters in front of the UN building? And you know why the police have now given out a statement? They say, well, the tiny plastic flagpoles. They have little three-foot-long poles you put the flag on, and the Tibetans out there didn't speak too good in English, so the cops run up and start grabbing their signs. It's, again, any excuse to harass you, any excuse to arrest you. And they beat them with metal batons, bloody. And the big news here is, on the YouTube page, there are 17,000 comments since this went up yesterday, and about 40% of them or so, I read several pages of them, say good. Beat them. So yeah, these are Buddhists, nonviolent. The cops run up and start telling them they don't have a permit to protest. The Tibetans freak out and get scared, you know, start saying, no, we do, and you know, start waving their flags, and the cops just pull metal batons out and beat them into bloody pulps. Then they come over and tell the cameraman, we're going to kill you. But that's not the news. The news is, this is now defended. The city of Austin, Texas just lost, the people won, a lawsuit at the state Supreme Court yesterday, because they were saying that you can't stand on the side of the road, or you can't stand at a four-way stop with a political sign. And they arrest you in Austin if you do that now, and Austin just lost a big lawsuit again. Kind of like the city of Austin lost, what was it, 27 lawsuits in 2000 for saying you couldn't protest around the governor's mansion without a permit. And we still have, I guess, good courts here. And they said, no, you can do that. Just don't block traffic. Doesn't matter. Austin cops walked up to me a few months ago. It's all on video, and said, we're going to arrest you. You're not allowed to protest Perry out front the Four Seasons. And I said, okay, I'm going to sue you. Go ahead and arrest me. And they said, okay, we are. And they got the riot cops lined up, and they backed down. Because other cops were shaking their heads going, no, no. You could see them arguing. No, no. I don't want to lose my house. Alex Jones is going to sue me. Why don't you just do your job and you wouldn't have to worry about that? This is America, land of the free, home of the brave. I promise your calls when we come back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
Okay, we're going right to your calls, and then I'm going into masses of news, but we're taking your calls right now. John in Illinois, you're our first caller of the day. Welcome.
Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir? It's an honor to speak to you.
Honor to talk to you. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to let you know, I started listening to you a few years ago, and I've taken a lot of your advice. And I bought some silver, and I bought some gold. And I'm looking at this, a lot of people, where I go buy silver from, they freak out because of the fluctuation. And I'm looking at, like, 5-year charts and 10-year charts, and I'm actually looking at a 600-year chart, and I'm seeing on here where silver was actually at one time far more valuable than gold. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I know that silver at certain times in history, fine silver or silver made into spoons, silver made into tea sets, was close to the value of gold, but I am not familiar with the time. Why don't you enlighten me?
Well, I'm actually looking at the chart right now, and it goes back to about the 1340s, and it's showing by 1998 dollar value that silver was actually almost 2-to-1 over gold as far as value goes, and it looks like it goes up into the beginning of the 19th century, and it was pretty constant throughout those years, and it got up to the 20th century where the Fed took over, and the graph just went sporadically out of control, and gold went way up and silver went way down. So I was just, you know, I've been buying more silver here recently, and I'm just hoping that it goes up again. But
well, I know this. Gold just went up again, and I appreciate your call. And the only downside of taking a lot of your calls is each of you get about a minute and a half. Gold is exploding back upwards again. That is in the news stack. We will be covering exactly why that's happening. Chris in Georgia, you're on the air.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
It's a little off topic, but I was just listening to Glenn Beck, and he had that little dainty English fella that was with you at Bohemian Grove and they had done an article in his I guess, online magazine, basically just making it sound like, you know, they're the ones who cracked the case on Bohemian Grove, and he went there with you, but, yeah, he thought that you were crazy, but, oh, yeah, you were right, and trashing Jim Tucker with the Bilderbergs, oh, they're crazy, but, oh, yeah, they do meet in secret, and they're powerful people wanting to, you know, influence, you know, the way we live, and I just really
look. Glenn Beck spends all his time acting like he's a patriot. He'll claim he's fighting the law of the sea treaty, but then when it actually comes up for a vote, he won't talk about it. He'll claim he's against the New World Order, then he'll push every one of their agendas. Glenn Beck is really a piece of work, and John Ronson did crack the Bohemian Grove. And I've always told that story. It's in my film. John Ronson called me and said, we can't sneak in because of liability. We'll be sued. Will you go into Bohemian Grove? We have a source inside who knows how you can get in. And then I indeed sneak in with Mike Hansen. And then later that day, I was out towards the edge of the Grove, and I did see John Ronson in past the first gate, didn't see him again. And I said, well, you ended up sneaking in. And he said, promise me your word of honor, you will not say I came in because I can be sued. Channel 4 can be sued. And I said, okay, I will not say that I saw you at least within one layer of the Grove. But you know, we're the ones that snuck in, got the video, got it out. And then he kind of ran around and then double backed on me. But, I mean, if you watch his TV show, he says, I snuck in. What aired on national TV for 4 years, he said, only I snuck in. Now he comes out and says, no, he snuck in. And John Ronson is quite a character. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, I really thought it was just an attack on you. And every time Glenn Beck talks about things that you talk about, it's, you know, it's like he's a day late and a dollar short every time he'll talk about the Bilderberg. He was talking about Oklahoma City for quite some time, and then it's like he just, you know, finally like somebody told him to be quiet, and he stopped talking about it.
Yeah, but was he coming right out and saying the government did it?
No, he was talking to Jana Davis and letting her say it.
Exactly. In fact, I've even heard some of those online. He was saying, well, there was others involved, and the government covered it up. But then, oh, by the way, these Iraqis were brought in by Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton. I appreciate your call. Email me the article if you want me to see it. I mean, I really don't care. John Ronson is out trying to sell something, and that's fine. By the way, he sold his book, Them, Adventures with Conspiracy Theorists. No, it was Adventures with Extremists, to Jack Black. And they're reportedly about to go into production of that, and I talked to the folks involved in production, and it's going to be pretty much a down-the-middle thing. Good! Make fun of me in a major movie. Oh, hurt me, hurt me. I love it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Finishing up with Oklahoma City, since I mentioned that, the LA Times, the Washington Post, the Associated Press, Reuters, the BBC, all reported before the April 19th, 1995 Alfred P. Murrah Building bombing that George Bush Sr. brought in 3,500 plus Iraqi Republican Guard at the end of the first Gulf War into the United States and put them all around the country in different hamlets and different communities. Bill Clinton brought in another 2,000, so the number comes in at above 5,500. Now, local news in Oklahoma, this is in my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. It's really three films. It's the history of the New World Order terrorism up until that date. Then it's World Trade Center attack, the first one where the feds cooked the bomb, trained the driver. It's all the news articles, all the documents, all the admissions, dates, everything. Federal court records. And then you didn't know that was admitted? Oh, see, that's the problem. This is all admitted. And then it's Oklahoma City. We spend 42 minutes on Oklahoma City. Then we spend about 40 minutes on 9/11. And then we spend about 40 minutes on the police state, the camps, what they were going to do in the next decade, which we're now 6 years later after that film. And it's all happened as I said it would. Wasn't hard. I was reading official government documents. And they're all sourced in the film. Secret camps they just announced that citizens have been in concentration camps in the U.S. since 1986. It was 12 camps. They were secret. They made them declassified in 96. Now there's 24. Oh, you didn't know there's people already in camps. Oh, okay. Well, it's called the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. Google Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, and you will be on the Army's own website and read all about how. And they calmly report it like it's good. Kind of like they calmly report Homeland Security is studying, making all airline flyers, children, old women, doesn't matter. Everyone wear shock bracelets, guilty until proven innocent. But I'm digressing. I'm sorry. I said I'd go to your calls. I start thinking about Road to Tyranny, what a classic that is. People are just now discovering that film. Do you know it's hotter today than when I first released it? Yeah, we sell more DVDs. There's more people watching it on the web. That film is hotter now than when I first made it. That's good. It should be hot. But got folks from Space Command in the film talking about their final plan for you and your family. It's something you might want to see. It's 3 hours long. But who knows? Maybe you just want to believe we're still in Kansas and everything is hunky-dory. But in the film, we show the newscast, we show the locals, we show the admissions, we have the witnesses, we go to Oklahoma City, where they were following the Iraqi Republican Guard who were with McVeigh. They were well-known, and they were freaking out over the fact that the federal government had brought them in and was protecting them. They were involved in narcotics trafficking. Perfect go-betweens. Can you imagine 5,000 Republican Guard trained by the CIA when Saddam was our boy, brought back in later, relocated in the U.S.? Perfect operators. They're not the usual crackhead that you got to use as an informant to go set somebody up who's stupid and unreliable. They're not a U.S. citizen who may not carry it out or do it. And if they get busted or caught, you just say they're terrorists. And there are 5,500 of them still in the U.S., and they are ready. The government gives one order, and they will blow up chemical plants, bomb buildings. 5,000 special ops could bring this country to its knees in 1 hour. And that's another thing the New World Order has. And if they want to, they will give the order. And that's just one force. And any of them get caught, any of them get killed, any of them go to the media, no one's going to believe it. It sounds too crazy. But it did come out. 5,500, and they cooked the bomb. They did it all. They were seen by all the witnesses. They were seen on 12 surveillance camera tapes. FBI agents, people say, well, this would come out. People would talk. We've interviewed two FBI agents. They've told the LA Times, other publications, that, yeah, they've seen the footage, and it's two Iraqi men. And then Jana Davis talked about it. She was a local news reporter. And then Al Husseini sued her, and she went to court and beat him, and it turned out it was him. Now, state police did arrest Al Husseini and a bunch of other Iraqis. What was it, about 14 of them? It was 14 the first sweep. They caught them trying to fly out. They were already on the East Coast trying to fly out to back to Iraq. And they were even getting on the planes with the they were at the airports when they caught them with the blue jogging suits, with the bomb materials. The State Department called, the FBI called and went and picked them up and ordered them under national security to release them. Now, again, state police caught them in Oklahoma. State police arrested them. What was it, in Boston, of all places, trying to fly out? And the Fed swooped in and said, release them. And we have two different FBI agents on record who saw the surveillance camera tapes, and it is these men getting out of the cars. Now, we have a surveillance camera of the news was already following them. Now, when the local news knows about the Iraqi hit teams, do you think that the police know? Do you think the FBI knows? Do you think the government knows? Of course they do. I mean, locals were freaking out. There were Iraqis all over the place, and they were at topless bars with McVeigh. But the topless dancers that talked, well, they committed suicide, shotgun blast to the head. The coroner who talked, he died. Cop of the year who drugged the people out of the building, Terrence Yankee, he called his partner instead of being followed by two feds. Then they pulled him over and tortured him for several hours and shot him twice in the back of the head, and that was real suicide. You know, we've gone over all of this. But since the caller raised it, it's the same thing with 9/11. We have the embassy heads. We have on this show, in the news, saying they were ordered to let the lead hijackers, Muhammad Atta, back into the U.S. in late 2000 from their Malaysian terror summit. And they were told they're on the watch list. These are terrorists. These are Al-Qaeda. And they said, State Department called, CIA called and said, this is a national security order, gave them the code and said, these are U.S. government agents. This is part of an intelligence operation. That is their cover. Now, my job is done, folks. I don't have to prove what happened in Oklahoma City. I don't have to prove what happened on 9/11. These guys all work for our stinking black op government. The story's over. Proven. Shut. Done. Over. And I can go on for hours. The head of the Defense Language School goes public and says, we train these guys in spy training at the Monterey School. Defense Language School. Source, AP. Source. San Jose Mercury News. Source, Newsweek. Source, Pensacola News Journal. The government never answers any of this. Never says what is going on here. Or why there's 500 and something Israelis following them around and living next door to them. And why the FBI was paying for their houses, their cars, their credit cards. We're in trouble, folks. You know what 5,000 Iraqis can do? You know what 5,000 special forces can do? Do you know what they can do? What they can go to the top of a building, dressed like maintenance people, with certain gases, and put it into the ventilation? And believe me, don't call up and say I'm giving them ideas. Believe me, they've all been trained in what to do. They were trained in the 70s and 80s at Fort Benning, Georgia, in this country. Believe me, they know what to do. They don't need me to tell them. You know what 5,000 hardened special forces soldiers can do? And it's perfect. Cops catch them, locals shoot them, people grab them. Oh, it's an Iraqi. They'll take that Iraqi in, they'll beat him half to death, they'll drug him up, and they'll roll him out, and he'll say whatever he's supposed to, and they'll send him to the lethal injection table. It's now come out in federal documents and come out in sworn testimony and even been in a few national newspapers that what we always told you, McVeigh was special ops. And boy, they sure set up their own man, didn't they? Just like Lee Harvey Oswald was CIA special ops. His CIA control number is now public. This is how they operate. Okay, I said I'd take calls, and I've taken two calls. But people bring issues up like this. It's too important. Let's go ahead. And people say, well, why are you still alive? Oh, Ann, you were next. You disagreed from New Mexico. I was going to skip ahead of Tony and David and Mike and Alan and Bill. And I was going to go to you, Ann, at 1-800-259-9231. You just called in 5 minutes ago. You can't wait to disagree with me? 5 minutes? I'm sorry. It was too important what the caller brought up. How there are 5,500 Iraqis ready to burn down every major city in this country. You know what 10 special ops can do in each city? You know what they can do? The panic they can cause? You know what the yuppies are going to do? And I'm not saying they're ever going to implement this plan. It's just kind of like the country has a shock collar around its neck. Or I liken it to the movie Dune with the heart plug. The country has a heart plug. They just pull it and we die. And they'll tell you Al-Qaeda and Iran did it. Makes no difference that Iran is not Al-Qaeda, that they're Shiite, the polar opposite in Islam. Means nothing to the idiots in the streets. And that's why the wolves have come. When you're a bunch of dumb, slack-jawed fools that don't know how the world works, you get, and you bet I'm bitter and angry. Man, I want to be out fishing. I want to be working a 9-to-5 job. I want to be out having fun with family, screwing around. You think it's fun to be the leader of the, quote, patriot movement and the heir apparent, everybody says? I don't like that title. You know how dangerous it is? You know the responsibility? And to know that we could have such a wonderful future, but we've got to be a bunch of gullible idiots, and so we're going into slavery. You bet. I get nasty. I get mad. And for that, I apologize. But I'm angry. Tony in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey,
Hi.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing today?
Good, good.
Hey, I was wondering if you see any correlation to these changes in our civil liberties and to the loss of some of our rights. Plus, you know, you've advocated the 10 signs that we're seeing, and also some of this rumbling underground buildups that we've been hearing about. Do you see any correlation at all to the possible catastrophe that they talk about December 2012?
You know, I'm getting constant questions and comments about 2012 as the buzz intensifies, and it's a very complex question. I believe the globalists are going to capitalize on craziness going into 2012. They would rather not stage terror attacks or use Iraqi CIA plants. They would rather, or a half dozen other plans they've got for provocateur actions, they would rather go out and infiltrate, you know, a messianic nut group, and they are out there, who will, and then provocateur something. But the globalists also believe in the occult, so they think something big is coming. I don't really put a lot of stock in it. I've studied it. If you really read what the Mayans really said, even if you believe what they said, and I don't, they say it's just the kind of like a new year, a new millennium. They say it's a new order, kind of like the New Agers think, you know, the Age of Aquarius began in 2001, or the Age of Aquarius ended, depending on which school you look at, and a new one has begun. It's the Age of Aquarius, the Age of Aquarius, you know, all of that. So they put stock in it, and, you know, using the criminology or the psychopathic New World Order-ology, you ought to come up with a term for studying their, you know, I study them. That does, and the media will then say, oh, look, Jones believes we've entered a new age. No, I believe they believe that. And they're completely out of their minds, but they are highly intelligent, and we're in deep trouble.
Is there any more information that's been released about some of these underground facilities that now they believe are three per state? Do you have any more information? You have incredible channels of information, and I'd like to, you know, get that out, hear what your opinion is on that.
Sure, sure. Let me briefly answer that, and I appreciate your call. It's a really good question. Number one, I am going to make a film on 2012. Just know that Endgame 2 is going to be a 2012 film. And I'll just leave it at that. After my JFK film and 9/11 films are released this year, I am going to make a 2012 film. Okay? I've been planning that for at least 5 years, and there you go. It's time, and that's what I'm going to do. I'll just tell you that's the next project. But it will be unlike any of the other 2012 films you see. It will have a higher budget than any of the, quote, grassroots 2012 films you're going to see. God willing, if I don't die in a car wreck tomorrow or slip and fall on a banana peel. But that's up to the creator, so we'll see what happens. You're asking about underground bases. You know, I never go to the source of some guy who claims he worked in one or some rumor. We have the admissions of underground bases. So I always what is admitted is many, many times wilder than, for some reason, the quote conspiracy theory movement never covers what they can prove. They always cover what they can hypothetically quizzling about. An example of that is we've had Americans in illegal concentration camps since 1986 in the U.S., and it's on the Army's own website and publicly admitted, but no one wants to talk about it. They'll just talk about their brother's got a cousin who saw a truck overturn with signs that said martial law on them. And people won't talk about the tens of thousands of declassified examples of lethal and potentially lethal chemical, biological, radiological agents sprayed in subways and ship channels, on public school children, on CPS grab children, on churches, on cities. No one ever, I cover that in Endgame. We spend 20 minutes on it, spending about 30 seconds per example. There were thousands. We only picked a few. Sources, video, admissions. I mean, they'll just murder you anytime they want. It's a God complex. The ultimate power trip. But instead, people want to theorize what chemtrails are. By the way, chemtrails will be in the new film. But It's the same thing with these underground bases. It's declassified. They don't give you the exact specifics. But there is a multi-state network on the East Coast built and completed by the mid-1950s, centering underneath the Capitol, the White House, the Briar Green Hotel. Is it Briar Green or Briar Grove? All over the East Coast. And we know that the government spent billions of dollars in 1950s and 60s money to buy hundreds of giant locomotive drillers that can go through solid rock at about 4 feet an hour. Hundreds of them. And that they have been digging ever since. So, yes, there's underground cities just everywhere. And I'll tell you where one is when we get back that is classified.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on. And they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Look at your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before.
In 1947, the government went underground under the guise of national security and the threat of Soviet nuclear attack, which didn't materialize until the mid-50s when our government gave it to them. That's now been declassified. They, of course, killed a few patsies to make the public think that it had been some rogue group. They had to have that enemy. And one of the first big underground cities built after they built the East Coast Network was built under Fort Hood, Texas, the largest Western military reservation in the world. The Russians, reportedly by the Urals, have a bigger compound. They have underground nuke storing facilities under some hills out there, and I've talked to multiple troops, and I've got other funding documents that are declassified that show that they did pump billions of dollars into underground facilities there. And the MO is that's a nexus point all the way out to Carl, to the different bases in New Mexico, to the different bases in Arizona, to the different bases in California, to different bases in the Dakotas, into bases in Fort Worth. And, yeah, they built underground railroads. And then as for how big the cities are themselves, the Swiss have underground cities for their entire population, and they admit it. And they are set up for 2 years apiece. Every town has one. The Russians have public facilities for their public. The Chinese have them. In the U.S., if you're in major cities, they still have the signs up in parking garages. It will say designated nuclear fallout shelter. You're meant to go into the underground shelter, into the car park, and die. Land of the coward, home of the slave. You see, because we thought we were so free, and because we thought we were so good, the New World Order likes its Russian slaves. It likes its Chinese slaves to a certain extent. It doesn't like us, so we don't get the facilities everybody else gets. And so they just never tell us about them. But they do have massive underground cities all over the nation. Reportedly, some of them have 20-year food supplies, nuclear power plants underground, just everything. And it's all for them. And they are strongly considering releasing bioweapons and just killing all of us. And then they, of course, will orderly retreat to the facilities and kill everyone on the surface. And then they will emerge into their utopia. These are very, 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 very sick people. And they've even done studies on how to shut down the power plants and how to make sure there's not chain reactions on the surface if they do this. And that's what we face. Now, I don't know if they'll implement those plans, but that's who runs things. I mean, there are people that poison your water just to dumb you down so you're more easily controllable. I mean, they're apt to do anything. And there is a giant underground city. You know, Fort Hood is, I saw a report, what is it, 8 times the size of Dallas or something? I mean, it's gigantic. Look at a map of Fort Hood. It's just up the road from me. And most of the troops, of course, don't even know how big it is or the different facilities that are on it. And it's Austin Bergstrom, the report is, that under the Hilton, the old Hilton, it was a SAC command base, Strategic Air Command. The report is, man, I probably shouldn't even get into this stuff, but they can never track back. Why not just tell people? There's reportedly an underground spur, railway spur, that is one way under that out to Fort Hood. But of course, I mean, what do you expect from the former SAC command base? Yeah, they used to have the big nuke bombers out there at it. We'll be right back. Okay, look, I did take quite a few calls, but not enough. I don't care how good your question is. I'm rampaging through them on the other side. 1-800-259-9231.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. I'm going to take your calls right now. I love the different angles, the different subjects. Underground bases, Oklahoma City, Bohemian Grove. I love the different angles your calls are taking us. And then I'm just going to keep all the news to the third hour. We'll also take calls then for an absolute information overload news blitz. Right now, let's go to David in Missouri. You're on the air, sir.
Hello, Alex Jones. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and God bless you.
Nice to talk to you.
I wanted to talk about solutions. Like, I know you're always informing people, and then we need to take the next step in fighting the New World Order, fighting the Illuminati. And I don't know, this is just a suggestion, but hopefully you would have to prepare about a year or something, but I'd like to see 1 million or 5 million people flood the streets of Washington, D.C. in protest against the IRS and the Federal Reserve system.
Look,
to shut it down.
Well, look, in a couple of months, there's going to be a big march in D.C., you know, for the Ron Paul Revolution. And I think it's a great idea, but we've got to be prepared that if 5 million hit the streets, there's a very good chance the feds would set off a truck bomb or something and blame it on us. They just couldn't pass up that opportunity. I understand their psychology too well.
Yeah, it's sad.
Once you see human life as bad, and once you see it as moral to kill us and lie to us, it's over. And they've all written it and stated it, and that's their policy. And we've had a shadow government since 47. That is 61 years. They've just been doing whatever they want with unlimited funds, and the private corporations own them, and we're in deep trouble. I mean, every cop out there listening, you're with us. You know, if they decide to release the bioweapons and go to their underground bases, you're going to be dying. And, of course, you'll be dying thinking some patriot released it. You'll be flopping around, vomiting in your apartment, dying, thinking, you know, I did it or something. You're so brainwashed.
So what do you think would be the best way to attack them?
You know, I can't even get people to believe me, though I'm starting. People are starting to listen. We first got to wake up the general public, and we are, and I appreciate your call, because so much of what we have said has come true. So much of what the alternative media has discussed has happened. Our credibility, our stock has gone up and up. Despite the fact that there are a lot of nuts who are, quote, conspiracy theorists who just put out the craziest stuff you can imagine, people are now discerning between real alternative news and baloney. And the feds have tried to put hate into our movements, and they've tried to put kookiness and viciousness into our movement, and it's really not working. People are developing a palate, you know, the taste buds to really be able to discern, or the olfactory senses have been developed. That's part of the palate to discern. And so now people are finally, I mean, I got people in my family that are, you know, Harvard doctors who are really smart, but they didn't believe me 5 years ago. And I have dinner with them now and they're freaking out going, yes, we believe you. What do we do? And I'm not bragging. I have people in my family who are Harvard medical school graduates. The point I'm making is that they believed in the system. They thought, well, I'm a good person, so the system's good. Now they've seen. And once you pull the veil back, once they can see for themselves, that's the solution. One has to see the matrix. One cannot really be told about it. And so now as we enter deeper into the New World Order, it's our job to wake up those that still aren't aware of what's happening. I mean, I got New York footage of police beating peaceful Tibetan protesters to bloody pulps. And about a third or 45% of the people, maybe more, on the message board on YouTube are saying good. I mean, it is. And I don't even hate those police. I'm sad for them. I'm sad by what they've been turned into. All right, more of your calls straight ahead on the other side.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I make this point a lot, but I want to make it again. It is documented. We've had scores of guests on, giving you government textbooks, documents, hundreds of studies. We've had EPA top toxicologist on just a few months ago. Sodium fluoride does eat holes in your brain at one part per million. It attacks the kidneys. It attacks every gland. It calcifies the pituitary, the adrenal, massively increases every type of cancer known to man. It is in Pulitzer Prize-winning books, about one of them about World War II, one that's Pulitzer Prize-winning, and a bunch of others. It came out in the Nuremberg trials that they were putting about two parts per million sodium fluoride in the water to make the people submissive. And this is going on. This is happening. The government is doing this to you, period. Open and shut case. They know why they're doing it. They're doing it to make you more submissive. It is a toxic sedative that also then makes you sick and gets you into their own medical industrial complex. That doesn't mean the doctors know. They're compartmentalized. I mean, take the drug company ads. They say you're restless at night and have trouble sleeping. So take a drug that causes heart attacks, deaths, dizziness, nosebleeds. Ask your doctor. See, it's insanity is what it is. It's just open social engineering, total craziness. We're going to go to Mike and Alan and Steve and Galen and Shauna and others here in just a moment. a few of our sponsors. One of them is the great folks at eFoodsDirect.com. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 27 years, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. I've gotten storable foods from them now four separate times. That's right, I'm beefing up. Just got a two-year supply for two people last month. No MSG, no additives, just high-quality freeze-dried and dried foods in big cans. It stores in very small areas, lasts more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years in non-climate control. It's an insurance policy you can't eat. With food prices skyrocketing the way they are, you'll make your money back just having this and waiting a year and eating it. So it's an insurance policy you will use. Governments always use food as a weapon to control you, make you hand your guns in. That's in UN handbooks and U.S. government handbooks. We've covered that here. You need to give them a call at 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Also, there's the fine folks at Inner Food. Inner Health Botanicals, they have healthy cocos energized with not vitamins, but with the raw superfood. So it's a whole food, unpasteurized, so the nutritive value has not been damaged. In fact, it's been maximized. They have healthy coffees, but their big one is their Inner Food. That's the two little scoops of 20 superfoods, green food, into your juice every morning or evening, and take it whenever you want, once a day. And almost all of us are nutrient deficient. This will give you what you need. 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or enerfood.com. And if you go to Infowars.com, there is a banner right in the middle of the page. When you go there, it gives you 10% off on that Interfood subpage at enerfood.com. Okay, I've done okay. I've taken about seven calls. That's not getting towards my goal of 100. Because you're asking such good questions, and I also want to let you talk. But we're going to have to hurry through these if I'm going to get anywhere near my goal of 100. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Chicago. Mike, go ahead.
How's it going, Alex? Just want to say we thank you for your patriotism. I got three things to talk about, and let me stop you.
And I'm not being self-deprecating here. I mean this.
Mm-hmm.
That this is not patriotism. This is not I've got courage. This is not Alex Jones is a great guy. I am not. Okay? This is a organic, instinctive response by a hillbilly. Okay? There are evil people, I found out, that run the world, that control the banking system, that control the currency, that are eugenicists, that funded Hitler, Stalin, and Mao, who openly say they want to, at the bare minimum, make us slave serfs with one-child policies and slow-kill poisonous, and at the extreme, who are going to kill 99% of us, and it looks like they're going towards the extreme. So this is the bare minimum what I'm doing. Go ahead.
I definitely agree. I agree with what you had to say there. What I just want to talk about first on Bohemian Grove, Tom Ridge in New Hampshire was confronted on Bohemian Grove by Gary Franchi of Lone Lantern Society. He spilled his guts, and it's absolutely hilarious.
Tom Ridge, the former head of Homeland Security?
Correct.
Where is this video?
It's on YouTube. Just look. Just type in Lone Lantern. You'll see it. It's really funny.
When did this happen?
This was really recently. The video was just released.
Let me call Aaron in. Aaron! I'm not yelling at Aaron. He's wearing headphones. Aaron, come on in here, brother.
He talks about several things and talks about how he keeps being invited to go.
What's the headline?
It would just be under Tom Ridge and Lone Lantern on YouTube.
Tom Ridge, Lone Lantern, brand new. Let's get a blurb out, get it uploaded to John so we can play it, please, sir. All right, Lone Lantern, Tom Ridge starts. Thank you.
Yes, correct. The next thing would be on the march happening, revolutionmarch.com is organizing it, and they're getting the permits. So if anybody wants to attend, that's the place to go. There's already over 13,000 pledges to be there.
Okay, good.
The next thing would be just a quick plug, if I can, because I'm here in Chicago, and We Are Change is not here, but the Lone Lantern Society is. If you find us on Meetup, Lone Lantern, or lonelantern.org, we have at least two meetings and one street action every month, along with film screenings of Loose Change and various other things. And past that, I I applaud you, and I won't take up any more of your time.
Thank you so much. Okay, let's go ahead now and talk to Alan in California.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
First time, long time. Thanks. Pleasure to call you. Two things. I sent you an article via Aaron about mercury being admitted by the FDA in one case that it did it was a contributing factor of autism.
Yeah, that was with a young girl. They had a blue ribbon panel of epidemiologists, scientists, and toxicologists admitting that it contributed to her autism.
That is correct. Secondly, there is an agenda that's called Agenda 21 that's being put on by the elite.
That's the UN International Blueprint they implement at the local level for the land grab, the micromanagement, the new bureaucratic guild.
They're planning on starting World War III. They're putting on something called Codex Alimentarius that will outlaw all guns and all nutritional supplements.
You know, that's true. It ties in. They say guns are a health menace, and so gun control, gun banning is in their agenda. Mm-hmm.
It's going to occur by December 31st of 2009. That is their set agenda. They want to start World War III at that time. This is all on a movie. It's a six-hour documentary on Google Video called Esoteric Agendas. It's a six-hour movie in three parts, two hours apiece.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. One plug after another, but that's how we get the info out. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Colorado. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey there, Alex. Well, I'd just like to, even though you don't necessarily want to hear it, but kudos to you for the job that you're doing.
Sir, I'm trying to survive. I just the globalists have sworn to kill me and my family publicly. A normal person responds to that like this. I just don't want people to think it's extraordinary to fight back, even though it is. That's why we're in the situation.
Well, we just appreciate you for kind of being the point guy or whatever, because I don't know of hardly, you know, who else is out there that's got a radio program like you do. I don't know of anybody. Do you?
No, I don't know anyone out there that does the show like we do.
Okay. Well, anyway, I had three questions. Yesterday you had mentioned that DynCorp and Halliburton were doing some kind of child what?
Yes, they run a child sex slavery rings. Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay. All right. Let's see.
That was in the BBC, Chicago Tribune, and other major publications. It came out, the governor, of all people, called for an investigation of DynCorp and Halliburton running child kidnapping rings all over Central Eastern Europe, Central Asia, and the Middle East. Now, most of them they grab go to sweatshops, but a large portion do go into sex slavery, and that was in the newspaper.
Okay. All right. And then
and that's why DynCorp and Halliburton and all them have moved to Dubai.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. So they get out from under being or from being prosecuted for that. Yeah.
By the way, for people listening for the first time, you can Google that. That's mainstream news. Just type in something like Halliburton DynCorp human trafficking.
Okay. In fact,
it's been that's about 2 years ago. Let me just Google it. Let me just Google it myself. Keep talking.
Okay. Well, let's see. I had another question. You had talked about the factor eight. I can't tell whether you were saying vector eight or
factor eight.
Factor. Okay. And then, is it the word factor and then the number eight?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I couldn't tell that by listening over the radio. Okay. And then also, had you heard anything about the Patriot Act being written by, or a couple of Russians were brought over to help write the Patriot Act?
No, Viet Dan wrote large portions of the Patriot Act, and I appreciate your call. We've got to go to break. Viet Dan, who's not even from the U.S., wasn't born here, they claim he wrote it, but that's not even true. The Patriot Act was a bunch of stuff Bill Clinton tried to pass. And he just kind of codified it together. So Viet Dan wrote that. What you're talking about is the former KGB chief, Primakov, was hired by Homeland Security to help set it up, and Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi. So they're in the implementation of the Tattletale Surveillance Society. We'll be right back.
is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, if you just type into Google DynCorp, which is DynCorp, is how you spell it, human trafficking, you'll get a bunch of Chicago Tribunes, BBC. You'll also find Prison Planet. That's a good synopsis, stories with just a bunch of links, giving you the full spectrum. That's what we do. We take all the mainstream news and then tie it together and show you the big picture. DynCorp and Halliburton's sex slave scandal won't go away. For years, I talked about this and was death threatened, and then finally it broke in the BBC and Chicago Tribune, and then the death threat stopped about this because they figured, and then DynCorp changed its name. But, in fact, Aaron found one that says U.S. stalls on human trafficking. Pentagon has yet to ban contractors from using forced labor. But there's another one that's better, Aaron. It's one that's got a headline like governor criticizes sex slavery, or governor that was in the Chicago Tribune, where it really gets serious. But this one gets into how they're slaves. I mean, I shouldn't laugh. It's just so unbelievable. I laugh because it's just incredible that this isn't bigger news. Yes, at gunpoint, they load men in Central Asia on planes, fly them to other third world countries, sometimes on the other side of the planet. And it gave one case of thousands of men working in a giant set of brick factories. And they were just they're chained up at night. And then they just work in furnaces making bricks. Hellish work. And that's it. They're actual slaves. I don't mean just semi-slaves chained during the day to sewing machines. Or in India, you know, the 10-year-old children having to weave exotic Asian, you know, Oriental rugs. That's bad enough. I'm talking about flown out. And Halliburton does it too. And you don't think they'll want to do that here? That's what this is all about. But then it says that the minority of it is sex slavery, and that's in the hundreds of thousands a year. It's in the millions total. Very, very wicked. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to Woody, who I'm told kind of disagrees. He says he's a yuppie. I don't know what that means, but you're on the air from Wyoming. Go ahead, Woody.
Alex Jones, it is the honor of my 49-year life to speak with you, brother. You are the Paul Revere of my generation. I'm a Wall Street former yuppie that's now wide awake about the New World Order. Just an hour of your show a few years ago about those 9/11 put options in the Federal Reserve woke me up and made me an info warrior. I listen to your show almost every day. I subscribe to Prison Planet TV. You got me in gold and silver years ago. I buy storable food, Calban soap, and I've woken up at least 100 friends and clients with your and Ron Paul materials.
Well, you're awesome. I thought it was like a joke call or something. You know, I'm not bashing yuppies. You can call me a yuppie. The point is that there's the yuppies out there that laugh at all this, when if they wouldn't laugh, we could save this country.
I used to be one of them. Here's my question for you, brother. Security cameras tied into government databases legally are warrantless searches, period. Why don't you make $1 million for our cause by selling hats your people can wear out that simply say security cameras equal warrantless searches and InfoWars on the back of the hat?
Well, they will claim that you do not have the reasonable assumption of privacy outside, but if they are running your face or plate through a database when it's on private property, you can say that, and somebody should go and create that precedent.
You know what? I'd love to be the first one to buy a hat that says that if somebody would make it. Alex, God bless your parents for giving you to America, and to all you to all you cheapskates out there who are not even Prison Planet TV subscribers or support the advertisers. Unless you do, you're not really a patriot. God bless you, Alex.
Hey, thank you, my friend. Look, the films are all free on Google Video. I don't even plug the films anymore. You know, to buy them on DVD. You should. It looks a million times better. PrisonPlanet.tv is almost as good as DVD. And we just got even bigger servers. You notice how fast it is now to watch and download and stream download the videos and Flash or QuickTime or Windows, whatever you want. We are about to add in the next 2 weeks, about an hour of the show a day is going to be of cameras, multi-camera shoot live in studio. And that's going to be for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a document cam where every article I talk about, I'm going to lay there so you can see it. And we're going to have that for you. And just a lot of other things. I'm not telling you all the stuff that's coming up, but it's coming soon, next few weeks. We told you we're going to redo InfoWars. We have. In the next 2 months, we're going to redo Prison Planet. We're going to add even more features. And it's up to you to set us free in the InfoWar. And you have set us free. And to that, we salute you. I mean, I don't have to tell you I'm risking my life doing this, but it's an honor. It is not a sad day if they kill me or set me up or torture me. I've done a lot of bad things in my life, and I probably deserve it at a certain point. Yeah, really, I do. I think we all deserve bad things. So I'm just a wicked person who turned to goodness, and I'm going to fight evil.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com. That's Spyville.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The national savings rate has plummeted to an all-time low, while household debt is at an all-time high. The answer is not the creation of more debt. Using the innovative interest-canceling money merge account program, along with existing banking tools, we offer you the power to pay off your mortgage in a fraction of the time and potentially save thousands in interest, all without refinancing an existing mortgage or interrupting your lifestyle. This is not a biweekly or a debt roll-down program, but a powerful and unique interest-canceling mechanism. It is estimated that in just 18 months, our team alone has helped American homeowners get on track to save $500 million in interest. Agents are standing by. To learn more, please call 866-563-4442 or visit us on the web at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. That's 866-563-4442 or freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. Results will vary and are determined by individual finance situations. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer or a solicitation to lend or extend credit. Call us now at 866-563-4442 or visit us online at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't cry my name out your window. I'm leaving.
Don't call my name out your window. I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar crying, cussing, moan. Understand, you're a man. I'm tired of your bad mouthing. Understand you, man.
Man, that song is so classic. Because we all know that's exactly what women do. I mean, not my wife, but other girlfriends I had in the past. It's just so funny. Johnny Cash sure knew women, didn't he? Let's hear a little bit more of it. His song, Jackson, I love that. We ought to play that. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. I like that Spanish twist, that Spanish horn, they call it.
You can give my other suit to the Salvation Army, and everything else I leave behind. I ain't taking nothing that'll slow down my traveling while I'm untangling my mind. ain't gonna repeat what I said anymore. While I'm breathing air that ain't been
breathed. All right, that's enough of the legend.
I'll be as gone as a wild.
We're gonna get into the economic news in a moment. A bunch of other news, but I promise to take a lot of calls today. But here's the deal. I'm giving each one of you a minute. Get ready. We're going to go to Galen, Shauna, Walt, Dion, and a fella in Detroit. And that's going to be it for calls for this hour because I got to get into some news. I'm going to come back and take calls in the next hour. Let's go ahead and talk to Galen in South Dakota. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Great to be on your show. I was wondering if there has been any news from the lawsuit filed in the Fargo, North Dakota federal court by, I believe it was Captain Field McConnell. What's news on that?
Refresh my memory. I remember Phil McConnell, but specifically what was it to do with?
He was suing Boeing. He's the North Dakota...
That's right, the Hawks Cafe guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know how his lawsuit went. We should get him back up to find out.
Yeah, that would be great. Also, too, I was wondering if you folks were able to get any more information dug up on the dreaded Al-Qaeda ring in... the community college up in Iowa, the FBI was investigating them for copying software off the internet and then reselling it after.
You know, they're always busting some young group of kids that are dumb enough to shoot their mouths off, and they use that to scare all the cowardly people in this country. I appreciate your call. I'd like the points you were raising, but the phone was just, is it just me or phone's getting worse and worse? Let's see how this phone sounds. Shauna in Washington State, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. I'm so happy to actually get to talk to you. My boyfriend called in one time before, like a couple months ago, and he didn't get the chance.
Well, we appreciate him calling. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is I actually got to watch one of your videos where you're protesting the thumb scans.
Yes, a much skinnier.
They don't do that in Washington.
A much skinnier Alex Jones. Yes,
they don't do that in my state. Like I went to go get my license, and I was expecting them after I saw the video for them to try and force me to do that, and it doesn't exist here. They were fighting the real ID. I actually just woke up one of my friends. He's actually, I think he's just listening right now. I said, "Go here, listen."
Well, say hi to him.
Hi, James. I hope you can hear it. I actually, I didn't get to see, I didn't know you had a radio show until a couple of weeks ago, really. It sucks.
Shauna,
over in Washington, I'm 21.
Well, Shauna, let me explain what's happening. Under international treaty in 2000, signed in Australia between, I was over 100 signatories, I know that. You can go pull it up if you want. World ID standards were set then. Since the mid-90s, every state in the union has gone with the federal standardization, but the feds at that time said the swipeable strip on the back, a digital photo for face scan identification, microchip, and or thumbprint. And the feds, in the mandate for highway funds, it's no law. They just said if the states want their highway funds, they must do that. They had to adopt two of those.
Oh, yeah, we have this strip in the barcode.
Yeah, so now, I forgot the barcode, sorry. Now, it was like five of them, but you had to adopt half of them. Now they're saying you have to adopt all. And so
yeah,
that's...
Yeah, I don't think our state's going to go through with that. And honestly, about the protesting thing, when I was in high school, right around the time that Bush was about to get reelected, my government teacher would let us out of class so we could go hold up signs as a extra credit. They said, Bush doesn't care about your children. Why would you vote for him?
Well, that's great. There are a lot of teachers rebelling.
Yeah, our teacher got fired.
We're talking
about the New World Order when I was like 17.
Is that how you found out about the show?
Actually, I found out about you because of that. I didn't find out about your radio show until just recently because my boyfriend's like, did you know Alex Jones has a radio show? I'm like, I didn't know that. And I was pretty oblivious to the radio show, but when I started listening to it, I've been really appreciative because, like, I wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning to hear you.
Well, you're very nice to do that. Anything, any other comments, questions?
I'm really actually sad because I've been trying to get my mom into, like, listening and stuff and opening her mind, and she just calls me blind and saying I'm just feeding into the wants and dreams of conspiracy theorists that the government wants me to believe in, so I don't actually look at what's really going on. I'm like, Mom, this is what's really going on.
So your mother...
My mom's 40.
Well, she's probably a nice person, and she...
No, she's not.
Well, I mean,
she's not. She's crazy, and she yelled at me last night for trying to eat cheese.
Really? Well, that's too bad. We'll slowly try to wake her up. You can't ever give up on
food. I know. I'm glad I'm actually at least getting my friends into this, because I've gotten, in the last week, I've gotten, like, 3 or 4 people to wake up and, like, go watch. I just told them, I'm like, go look on YouTube, type in Zeitgeist, go watch, you know, Loose Change, go watch Endgame on YouTube, you know, watch those.
Well, that's how you do it, spreading the word. Good to hear from you, Sean. I hope you and your boyfriend call back in again. Walt calling from Michigan. You're on the air, Walt.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I'd like to say several things, and I would like to know an answer from it when I get done. I want to know why you will not discuss openly on your show, and I've asked this question before, and I still haven't gotten an answer, why you will not discuss the Jesuits and the Vatican's control of our government, matter of fact, around the world, including our banking system, which is controlled by the Knights of Malta as well. And why you will not have Eric John Phelps, who's got about 25 years of background and research into this Vatican New World Order, the New World Order you discuss, that's where the center of it is, why you will not have him on your show and have an open discussion about it.
Okay.
I'd like to know that.
Sure. First off, Walt, was your call screened calling in here?
Absolutely not this. Nope.
Oh, you almost said this time.
No, didn't say that.
Has your call, you said not this and you stopped. Has your call ever been screened calling in here?
No, but you did about a 15-minute rant after I asked you the question last time, after I got off the phone.
But you say I never
still
talk.
Won't discuss it.
You say I never talk about it. You're welcome right now, sir. Tell us about it.
Well, Pat Buchanan, you have him on your website, the Knight of Malta. You have Jesuit Martin Sheen and Charlie Sheen, who are Jesuits, and you go to spirituallysmart.com, and you'll see pictures of them at a Jesuit retreat. And you go and find on the Internet Major General Thomas Harris's book concerning the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. He was on the military tribunal that tried Mary Surratt and John H. Surratt, and the other people were involved with John Wilkes Booth and the murder of Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
And they were controlled by Jesuit priests who came in and out of her boarding house constantly. That book was written back in the 1800s.
Well, here's the deal, and I appreciate your call. I am not omnipresent, all-seeing, know-everything. Okay? Eric John Phelps, I would get these threatening emails from different people, and it's hard to go through all the emails over the years. You better have this guy on, or you're a, a Jesuit co-agitator, something like that. And I think, man, that's kind of rude, and that's not usually how I have somebody on the show. And so I kind of ignored it, and just like the crowd that says I'm a Mossad agent, I pretty much ignore them. And there's other people that say even more ridiculous things that I ignore. And I have had all sorts of guests on, Tex Mars, Galen Ross, who've talked about the power of the Vatican. I mean, I've had so many people on, but I don't, when I'm going to have a guest on, go, let me see what their religion is. Like I had the head of the Tibetan human rights group on. I mean, that's a Buddhist. Does that mean I'm a Buddhist? Does that mean I'm endorsing the Buddhist philosophy? No. It means I'm having an expert on who's got the contacts inside China. I mean, I bring you big guests, and I know I'm telling the truth, and I know these people that lie about me are deluded. And I understand that once people slander and libel and lie about you, that they're never going to stop. And so I don't care. Just like, you know, they're making a movie with Jack Black, where I'm one of the main characters making fun of Alex Jones. I love it. I do want to take those people's pleasure away, and I do want them to know that I enjoy every single bit of it. Because all you do is send people to me, and they have discernment, and they know I'm a good guy. Now, I've tried to, you know, when I get accused of something, I got a bunch of financial news here I want to get to. I said I'm trying to hurry today, take a lot of calls, but this is why I have to go off that format and why I never can stay on that format of taking your calls, because now I have to respond to this. You say, 15-minute rant, sir. I have spent about 2 hours researching Eric John Phelps over the years, and everything he has said is completely insane. He says the sun orbits the earth and that we're on a pinwheel and the earth goes up and down with the sun orbiting it on, what did he call it? I was rolling laughing a few months ago when somebody sent it to me. It was it, see, I don't have time. I wish, you want to know how to do an extracurricular activity? It's sick. But I like watching this stuff. I like being attacked. I don't know why. It's just funny. And my favorite ones are the videos saying I'm a Scientologist. I mean, it is hilarious. And it's just funny. People in my family around the office know it's true. I mean, I'll take a break and try to find some of it. So make more of it. I like it. And I'm really serious. I know you don't believe me. You'll just make more and make my day. But it's sick, though. It actually does hurt things overall. So I shouldn't. It's one of my few vices, okay, because it's funny. But, I mean, there's like a 10-part video on YouTube where he's giving like a 5-hour speech. And, man, I'll get on the stair stepper, but I haven't been having time. I promised to watch all this stuff last week, and then I just haven't had time to get back on the stair stepper. But I think I'm going to go home today. Instead of watching the final cut of Blade Runner, I'm probably going to go pull that video back up and keep watching it. But he says they got anti-gravity machines and Nazis are flying around in spaceships. And he says that the sun orbits the earth and that it's on like a string and goes up to the Tropic of Cancer and there's a string the earth is on. I mean, you can't make this type stuff up. You can't make this type. This is the funniest stuff. In fact, maybe I was thinking about playing that clip on air, but it gives total madness attention. So I shouldn't do it. Look, it's just hilarious, folks. It's just hilarious. And what you've got is egomaniacs that are jealous of me, that lie about me. That's one camp. And then you've got other people who mean really well. And there's a few of them that actually hurts my feelings because I can tell, man, these people really believe what they're saying. And that's not funny. I mean, Phelps is an egomaniac just dripping with, you know, fake pietness and fake restraint, and that he's humble. And I mean, anyone with a discernment, this is a raging egomaniac, total nut. I mean, just off the charts insane. And so it isn't about a controversy. See, they know, and this happened with so many others I ignored over the years, but I just don't even care. This is a case point example to educate you about distractions. I mean, a big talk show host like Bo Greitz would haul off and start attacking me. I wouldn't take the bait. And then I would get their whole audience. Bill Cooper just went nuts attacking me. He's an egomaniac. Didn't attack him back, got his whole audience, which is good. I'm not talking about UFOs and flying submarines like he was. I'm talking about real stuff. People need to hear what I'm saying. Who else? There have been so many who attack me, and I never take the bait. I mean, by never, occasionally as an educational point, I will get into it because it's important. But somebody driving around in upstate New York, somebody driving around in Kansas City, somebody driving around in North Texas right now, somebody driving around, say, listening to us on 1330, covers like a fourth of the state, or KLBJ 590, or 96.3, or 90.1 in Austin. They have no idea what we're even talking about. That's why they call us nuts. On a big major broadcast, you talk about the dollar. You talk about issues. You talk about FEMA camps. You talk about things that affect the people. You talk about ideas of liberty. So whether they're Protestant or Catholic or Buddhist, they can come together and agree on moving forward against tyranny. But you have all these different sects of little niches of patriot groups who are doing it for the wrong reasons. So they always want to say, I've got all the answers. I'm the one that's completely right. I'm the only one. And then it's all about them and everybody else is bad. And then they minimize how big their group gets. I mean, if you want followers and folks, you need to do the opposite. You need to be inclusive. Let's say that they don't understand that or know that. But I do bring on the good people here that do want to reach out, that do want to wake people up. And there's so many of them who are good. And, of course, they all then get attacked. But this is not the Grand Inquisition. I know most of these people are former Catholics, so they think that's what they're doing. They're inquisiting me. You know, it's just an incredible distraction.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, radical changes need to be implemented if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter in the material world. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future, dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon uses Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have in your hands a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's OrgonProducts.org or call 646-498-5309. 646-498-5309. Visit OrgonProducts.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Can you imagine being Alex Jones, where every kook wants to advertise their magic machine healers on your show and you have no say about it? Can you imagine being Alex Jones and having every other radio show wanting to advertise their show on your show while they openly hate your guts and run around talking trash about you while they run their ads over your show on other networks and stations and you got to put up with it? Can you imagine what it's like to be the big guy who's simply trying to do the right thing, who really believes in what he's doing, and then always having to be accused of being a Scientologist, a Zionist agent, a Catholic. You know how ridiculous it is to have these self-righteous people call in and go, I don't know why you won't talk about this. I don't know why you won't get into this. I don't know why you're covering it up. Number one, I don't know if it's true that the Catholics killed the president. Number one, they claim the Catholic Church killed Kennedy. Absolute bull. He was a Catholic. The CIA did. The globalists did. Are there Catholics in power positions everywhere? Does the Pope call for a new world order? Is it part of the new world order? Yes. And these people get up. I've seen it. And I go back and forth between being horrified, angry, or laughing and say, Alex Jones is a Zionist government agent, or he is a Catholic agent, or he is, and it's not true. No evidence, no nothing. They say, well, out of thousands of guests, he had 10 Catholic guests on. And if you, they're like inquisitors. They're like Nazis saying who you can have on, what you can do. Or saying he had Rothschild on. That guy's New World Order. Alex's New World Order. I had the Rothschild on to tell him he was full of bull. We called up his book publisher. That's how you do it. And then we said we'd like to have him on. And they called back a day later and they said next week. And then we had him on. Oh, it's the total proof. I'm a Zionist. I had a Rothschild on. We brought you that big guest to make the show interesting. You see, you got the mainstream media lying, spinning, sometimes getting it right, sometimes getting it wrong, versus the alternative media that holds us back, filled with nuts and kooks and crazies and people selling pyramids that supposedly heal you. And just and then people call up and offer me just tons of money, and I refuse to take their sponsorship, and it still pops up on the show. You know? This is the type of stuff I deal with. This is reality radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is real talk radio. And it's bizarre to see half of our movement never moving forward, never waking others up, never trying to warn people about how the New World Order operates. All they do is obsess on who runs it. And then attack everybody else in the movement. And it's an aggressive, sick, modern attitude towards attacking everyone. That's why most businesses fail, because they just are busy being negative and fighting and attacking everyone. How about having the best product? Look, it's not fun being number one. I know you think I float around on clouds and I live in big shiny citadels and my office is fancy, and I mean, you know, you think famous people are like living different lives, but I'm not. Okay, so please, to all the people that attack me, even though it's entertaining and I laugh at it when I'm in a sick mood, and it's sick that I do that, it's wrong, I want to challenge you to only spend half your time attacking me. Or no, don't do this. Keep all the attacks going. In fact, double them. But would you added to what you do? Would you attack sodium fluoride in the water for me, please? We're starting to have a breakthrough there. We need all our weight on this. Would you please expose the mercury in the shots? Would you please expose the open borders? Would you please get issue-driven so we can actually reach out and grow? Okay, instead of thinking you're finding boogeymen under every rock? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I attempt to bring you good guest, accurate info, or to bring you opposing views. A lot of the people that attack me lie and say that we screen calls and we have fake callers. You out there that have listened and called in know that's not true. You know, I mean, just frankly, the people saying things about me have no proof, no evidence. It's all lies. And I, for one, am sick of it. Not because I don't like being attacked. Frankly, it only builds this show. That's just a media rule. What I don't like is that it distracts people away from real issues. Now, I'm done talking about it. That's distracted us for 15 minutes. I want to get into some economic news, a bunch of other news. We got Dion, we got Derek, we got many others that are holding. I promise to take a lot of calls today. I've done that so far, but not as many as I'd like. 1-800-259-9231. But somebody brings up Oklahoma City, I got to talk about it. Or somebody brings up other issues, I got to talk about it. Or somebody just brings up the... It may not even be looniness. It's probably government operatives. I mean, nobody can believe that the sun orbits the earth and we're on some type of pinwheel. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. I don't believe in Rife machines. I don't believe in chupacabras. I don't believe in kooky bull. I'm into documents. I interview economists. I'm into serious issues. I give you mainstream stories. Aaron reposted them on JonesReport.com about Bayer knowingly shipping out AIDS blood and factor rate and DynCorp running child kidnapping rings. I mean, we've got to fight that. Not just spend all our time pointing fingers saying who the best leader is. I mean, do you get death threats? I mean, real ones? No, you don't. I'm doing this to try to save people. I'm doing this because it upsets me that evil keeps winning. And I'm a righteous person. I'm not a pure person, but at my core, I am trying to do good. And anyone with discernment knows that. For the weak or the mentally ill out there, you don't. And you never will. The New World Order makes you cynical and trains you not to trust anything. You need to trust but verify. You need to go out and you need to check in. And who's had track records? Who's told the truth? Who's warned you? Who's given you advice that turned out to be true? I mean, I can't believe people in this movement, they just believe anything anybody tells them. You can't do that. You have to go out and check in to what everybody's saying. Now, here's the news, folks, and it's serious. This is AFP. U.S. Treasury Chief says Social Security unsustainable. U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said Tuesday that America's Social Security program for the retired is financially unsustainable and needs an urgent overhaul. Paulson speaking after a government panel had completed its annual assessment of the Social Security and Medicare benefits program said waves of retiring Americans threaten to soon deplete available funds stockpiled in the two programs. As the baby boom generation moves into retirement, these programs face progressively larger financial challenges, Paulson said. The Treasury Secretary said the growing number of retirees and the program's rising costs could harm America's future prosperity if Social Security and Medicare are not overhauled or bolstered. Let's stop there. Bolstered means more taxes. For Social Security, the government takes about 8% of your total earnings. If you were a 7-Eleven worker and invested at 5% yields a year, on average you'd retire after 35 years with about $1 million. With Social Security, you're probably going to get about $150,000 paid out. Maybe if you're lucky, from the time you retire at 63 and you die at 76. And none of that even matters now because they've devalued Social Security by more than half in the last 4 years. So this is all a moot point. We'll discuss it, get into gold exploding, and a lot more. Your phone calls and a bunch of audio clips and tons of news straight ahead.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
He's the T-Rex of political talk, Alex Jones, on the GCN Radio Network.
Inflation has been more than 50% in the last 4 years. And that's accelerating. That's getting even worse by the minute. It's deepening. So someone getting $1,000 a month on Social Security is now getting the equivalent of buying power of $500 a month. And there's no discussion about it in the media. And there's going to be another at least 15% reduction in the next year. Maybe 20% inflation. They're talking about even higher. And then the next 2 years after that, it's supposedly going to run up to 20, 30% inflation, running the dollar down to almost nothing. That's what every forecaster we've had on has said. You don't have to be a quantum mechanics physicist or a rocket scientist or a MIT mathematician to do the math there. And so the Treasury Secretary is talking about this being a problem in a decade and how we need more taxes or how the corporations need to get control of the... There's been no money in Social Security since the mid-90s. Clinton took it all. And Clinton didn't balance any books. He just, quote, didn't spend as much money as was in the budget. The budget is what they're doing that year. Nothing to do with the debts, the actual debts and obligations. And so everybody feels like they're alone. All these retirees who saved their whole lives, and that's being burned through right now because of devaluation. They're not making any more money, except up a few investments, and that's being eroded. Their Social Security check won't pay for anything. The average Social Security recipient's getting around $650 a month. You can pull it up. It's $650-something. I saw it a few weeks ago. I mean, how do you live on $650? Come on. Come on. And it's being devalued by 15% a year at least. But no, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about how blood-drinking lizards secretly run the New World Order. And then everybody hears that, and then serious people don't listen to us. See, what they do is they tag on flying saucers, blood-drinking lizards, and all this other bull, and all this esoteric stuff. They tie all that into serious issues that people don't listen to us. And that's the tactic. Gold rebounds on weak dollar. Gold prices rebounded Tuesday and into Wednesday, now jumping more than $30 as a falling dollar and a big drop in consumer confidence enhanced the allure of precious metals as the alternative investment. When this came out, it said 15. It's more than 30 now. We've got that going on. Gold sector lifted by booming price. You see, people had to explain this simply, Ted Anderson. Ted, will you explain that everybody knew last week gold was going to go down? We just didn't know how far down because the people that were in the market had bet in the futures market and in several other markets that it was going to be a lot lower than it was, so they had to pull out. And so explain how that works to people, Ted.
Well, it's simple as this, Alex. I mean, I don't know if I couldn't tell you I'm in the market. I couldn't tell you that at that moment gold was going to go down.
Well, I mean, Kitco was saying it.
Yeah, Kitco was predicting it. What was going on there is there's a lot of selling that was occurring, mostly by the central banks to start things to tip it off. But then when somebody enters into the futures market and they have a long contract, which means they're betting that gold is going to go up, if gold goes the opposite direction, they lose 10 times to every $1 they invested. And if they only have so much money deposited to hold that contract, and let's say you got a $10,000 investment, well, if gold goes the wrong way, two times the direction that you have, you know, to cover your call, you're going to have to come up with a second $10,000, and it's gone.
And last Tuesday, those contracts came up. That was their window to jump out. But now it has shot back up to above 950 today. And this is a buying opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. The fundamentals is that gold is only going up. All the mainstream analysts are admitting it should be at 2,200 plus for adjusted inflation for 1980's last high.
Yeah, exactly, Alex. I mean, you can tell. I mean, the same conditions which created the market of a $1,030 an ounce gold still exist today. As a matter of fact, there are compounding problems. So things have actually gotten a little worse.
Something else happened last week. For a month, the major Asian gold buyers in China, India, and the surrounding Pacific Rim got together, a mass protest, and refused to buy gold. They've been doing that for several weeks. Then they had to capitulate and rushed in for all-time record gold buys last week and this week.
Yeah, because of the fact that they're able to buy it at a little bit better price. Plus, also, all those long contracts that were forced to sell, finally, you know, it takes a little bit to adjust that, what's going on, and then you find a floor, you find a support level. That was right around...
Where is gold right now?
910. Right now, gold is, what is it, 950, 250. So right now, gold is just coming right back up again. It was a little bit of a correction. That market, that supply that was in the marketplace has been absorbed into the market. The market is now pushing forward, and we'll see higher prices.
And the fact that such a massive, you know, they're secretive about how much they put, but they admit that on a weekly basis, they've been dumping at least tens of billions onto the market at below price to try to drive it down, because gold and Dr. Roberts, Ron Paul, they all agree, gold makes a weak dollar and currencies look bad, and it's seen as a bellwether of inflation, And they're really panicking. They know when it went past 1,000 that they, and this is the news. In the past, for decades, when they suppressed gold, it worked. The last 2 years, they've been failing, and it's gone from 300 an ounce to over 1,000. There's no doubt. Don't look at a week trend or a month trend. Look at a yearly trend. Look at a 5-year trend. Look at a 10-year trend. Gold is going straight up. This is a buying opportunity. Now, it's already rising. Now, Ted, I didn't ask you on break. I know you locked in some gold at the price of $910 for buyers. Do you have any of that gold left, or has it gone up now that it went up?
No, actually, I'm working on the same prices that we talked about yesterday when we're on air. I still have the British sovereigns. They haven't changed right now. They're 256. I also still have the franc coin at 204. Both of those, I mean, we both have seen gold went up, $15 since yesterday's time when we're on the air. $15 had increased. This stuff is still the same price, and that's because I did lock in at the lower level. My trader, Mona, she says, you've got to watch out on these silver dollars. Supply is so thin on those, but I'm still going to make the offer, $665 per roll of 20, and they're uncirculated piece dollars. Now, these are trading for $33 a piece. Regular circulated silver dollars are around $26, $27 right now when you can get them. And they pretty much have been all sold out. Nobody's got supply. I've got a little tiny supply of silver. That stuff is just impossible to get our hands on. And the gold market's starting to turn the same way. So, you're right, Alex. If you're going to be getting involved in the precious metals market, and I don't know how you couldn't, because when you take a look at what the dollar's doing right now, you know that deal's doomed.
Well, by the way, I talked to Ted behind the scenes. Last week I tried to buy silver. Because, you know, I'm not a big wig. I'm not a high roller. And I just said, hey, I want some more of those half dollars. And Ted went back and looked in his vault, and he said, okay, I got a bag and a half left that isn't already sold. And he goes, oops, no, there's some orders here. She just told me, sorry, all I've got is $400 worth. And I go, well, that's okay. I just wanted to buy 1,000. You know, I'm a small-time buyer. But the point here is that I got a little box of silver coins last week. And that's what I do every few months. But they're gone. Okay. And then I went other places to try to find it. I don't just buy from Ted. And they wanted huge premiums on half dollars and circulated dimes. And I mean, silver shortage. Type it into Google. They're running out everywhere. I mean, this is insane. And that's why they're trying to hold it down. They saw the insane hysterical rally beginning 2 weeks ago that would have sent gold up to 1,500, 1,600, 2,000. Mainstream analysts saying it was going to go there in the next few months. And so they piled on with everything they had, and they can't even hold it down for a week. This is a buying opportunity. Tell them about the coins you've got, Ted.
Again, what we have right now is the British sovereign coin. It's $256 per coin. That coin is a quarter ounce gold. We also have the franc coin, which is 204. Both of those coins are manufactured. They're back in the 1940s, so they're older material. Obviously, they're not making them anymore. Finite supply. We have a lot of people that are getting into gold and silver right now, and there just is not enough material to go around. I wouldn't be surprised a bit if gold hits $2,000 an ounce. You're going to try to buy items, and you're just not going to be able to get what you want.
What do you mean? I mean, it's already hard to get silver.
Yeah, silver right now, that's already happening. That's occurring right now. Just like you said, if you type it into Google, I know I'm in the marketplace. I know who all my competitors are. Everybody's talking about the same thing. What are we going to do?
Headline last week from Mainstream News was on Kitco. 12 major silver distributors sold out.
That's what's going on right now. All the wholesalers right now are in such short supply. It's ridiculous.
Give them the number, Ted.
It's 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. And do it now. Alex, the market is just not going to hold back.
Gold has shot up, $20 since yesterday?
Yep, that's what it's right now. I'm looking at gold. It was up 11.10 from this morning, and about $20 from yesterday is right. You know, and silver right now.
All I know is it was at 9:30 last night, and now it's 9:52. So
I mean, we're almost at $18.50 on silver. You know, and $950 on gold. I mean, come on, it's already come back $40-some from its low. It didn't take, like you said, not even a week.
What is that? It's already come back 3% in 2 days.
Yeah.
1-800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for the analysis. Thanks for all the support.
You bet. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to come back. I'm going to cover more news. I'm going to try to jam in as many of your calls as I can. The time just flies.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end.
All right, I'm taking four calls right now. Dino in Chicago, you're on the air, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
good to talk to you, mate. And I just want to say that you truly are a patriot, and I first heard about you on MySpace probably early last summer, and started listening to you through We the People Radio Network. And I just wanted to get on here real quick and give you my support and my appreciation for what you're doing to help wake the people up. And at the same time, if I could just put in the plug for all of my favorite radio hosts on We the People Radio Network, and that's mainly you, Jack Blood, Catherine Albrecht, Michael Bednarik, Mark Cornkey, Alex Ansary, George Gordon, and Randy Kelton and Deborah Stevens, and I'm pretty sure you probably know a couple of them personally.
Yeah, I do. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Moving quickly, let's talk to Derek in Detroit. Derek, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Oh, no problem, Alex. Yeah, I called yesterday. I was about the Great Lakes region, like the policies from Brookings Institution, and I did some research on these people. Man, these guys have been, like, pushing the one-world government for God since, like, the 1913.
Yeah, one of the biggest think tanks, one of the biggest foundations, Brookings Institute, comes out and says, yeah, North American Union, we're merging everything right now, and then the public doesn't read, and so the news just said, look, I'm not kidding when I say this. CNN and Fox have announced the Trans-Texas Corridor, we've played the clips, does not exist, and that Ron Paul is insane. The Trans-Texas Corridor is billboards, signs, roads. They don't care, and the public says, okay, you say it doesn't exist, I don't see the billboards. I mean, this is the level of incredible propaganda that we're living under.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, these guys help, you know, refine the blueprint for the United Nations. And, you know, I find it odd that they attack a region like, our, you know, Michigan's hit. I mean, our housing industry is in shambles. I mean, I'm waiting for the big three to pack up. I mean, most of my family have, like, lost jobs because...
And their answer is more immigrants. There's a bill in Congress right now to legalize more of the value-added visas, the skilled visas.
It is. It's totally ridiculous. I mean, they have us. They said our greatest asset is the human resource of this area. Like we're nothing more than just.
They hide their terms, and I appreciate your call, in plain view. Human resources is a eugenics term, and in the textbooks from 160, 70 years ago, they call us human resources. People say, "What's the source? What's the source?" John Taylor Gatto's book. All 800 pages is for free on his website. We sell Charlotte Iserby's book, The Size of a Phone Book, with all the documents. We post links to them all the time. Go find them for yourself. Okay? Human resources, the Human Resources Department, all of that. Let's go ahead. And I mean, we do whole shows on that where you give you the sources. Then later I'll give you shorthand for it. But it is quite a claim to say DynCorp runs child kidnapping rings. So I had Aaron repost the mainstream news articles on JonesReport.com today because you called and asked about it. Let's go ahead and talk to Tommy in Texas. Tommy, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. I'm a retired officer from the state of Texas, correctional officer. And when I was at the academy years back, it is the intent, legislative, it's already passed, it's to put all citizens in the state of Texas with a TDC number. They told us that. And they told us to look around each other because all of us eventually would have it. And that's just the way it is. For anybody who wants to come to Texas, if you come to Texas, you're looking at a TDC number.
Now, explain what a TDC. Explain what a TDC number is.
Texas Department of Correctional number. You're going to prison, or you will have that number, and you will be on paper, which is they keep you on the paperwork, and basically you never get off of parole.
Everybody is in a database. Everyone is treated as a criminal.
That's correct. And I just want to let that out. I hope that other correctional officers step forward and start telling it like it is, and they also housing gang intelligence, and they're really after the Hispanic community. They're the most volatile group as far as the department's concerned. And
well, that's not a racial issue. Statistically, the biggest gangs are Hispanic in Texas. Stay there. I want to hear about this. I mean, my God, we're completely defenseless. It's MS-13, Los Zetas, car bombings, rocket attacks. They kill whoever they want. Don't look at them edgewise. They'll gun you down. Nothing will happen. Because nobody knows their names. They don't have IDs. The whole system's for us, the fat, dumb cattle, whether we're black, white, or Hispanic.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
All right, going back to Tommy in Texas. Finish up the point you were making, sir.
Well, it's just want to let people know and be aware that about their beautiful state here. It's not what it seems. I got in it thinking I could possibly make a change. I heard so much about what was going on in there, and it is true. There is nothing but human rights violations going on left and right. People getting run over by the pickup trucks out in the field. You know, the whole thing is if you end up violating someone, you can always quit at that time and
you're welcome back as long as it's the day before the year is out. And then you're reinstated. So you're that's the whole thing. It's if you patch up and become part of the good old boy system, things will be all right. And you have to play the game. And if you don't, you're out.
Did you know Texas, Texas alone has the third most prisoners in the world? First it's the U.S., then it's China, then it's Texas. And they even bring prisoners in from out of state here, and that's pretty much the biggest part of our economy. Overall, law enforcement-related activities are now, and it's not going to go away. And under the British Ministry of Defense and the Pentagon now, we are all designated enemy combatants, basically. And it is the private bankers that own the military, they own the whole system, and the individual is the enemy. They even admit new wars won't be against countries, it's going to be against crowds and rioters, and because they say the people are going to revolt. And I know the average, I mean, you know, take my great uncle. You know, he was in the Army for like 20 years, then he worked for the post office, and then for about 6-7 years, you know, that's the kind of job you get. He went into corrections. He's not a bad guy, but the system itself, he's retired now, the system itself, you know, is really dangerous. Plus, you're in there with a bunch of scum, and so it becomes acceptable, just like war turns people into bad folks. It's just a nightmare.
Well, it's part of the brainwashing, you know, because it's part departmental policy, which everybody sees in the black and white in your outtakes that everybody that's available to the public. And then that's not how it's ran. It's ran by the warden, okay? And the warden has his own policy. The warden runs the farm, and it's what he says. And forget what's written.
And I'll tell you, if you see the movie Shawshank Redemption, in the past, about half the time, the wardens are that corrupt. Go ahead.
Well, it is, and it's just a shame. And they teach you that they don't just come out right and say, but all through the academy, and then once you're out, it's always us versus them. And them are just fellow human beings.
And by the way, you know? That's then what happened here. Now the police, it's us versus them. And I call back sometime, tell me some stories, my friend.
That's for sure, AJ. I'm going to get a hold of you while I'm here in Austin. I'd like to meet up with you.
Well, unfortunately, you know, I'd love to meet up with you too, and I appreciate your call. All I do is work. And so I don't look like Jabba the Hutt. I'm trying to make myself exercise 30 minutes a day. And I just got work piled up to the, I mean, yesterday I got up at 5 a.m., drove in, was on KLBJ FM for 2.5 hours. And then I did the TV show and all the other radio interviews and my own show and bill paying and editing videos and working on new films. And, you know, most filmmakers make one film a year and that's all they do. I make 2 films a year. I do the radio. I'm not whining. I'm saying a lot of the time the quality isn't as good as it could be because I mean, I'm doing 14 jobs here. And, I mean, it's hard for me. You know, in the past, I would go out to our family farm and ranch 4 or 5 times a year and hunt. I love walking through the woods by myself with a compound bow, shooting a wild hog, dragging it in, you know, getting it skinned, cooking it, eating it. I mean, I'm a primitive. I love driving down to the coast and renting a boat with friends and having them gun out 70 miles out in the ocean with sharks all around you and big old fish and catching them and hauling them in and driving back in about 8 o'clock at night, freezing most of your catch, taking some of it into the restaurant right there where they fry it and you eat it and drinking a ice-cold beer right out of the ice chest. I don't do any of that, ladies and gentlemen. I don't do that anymore. I'm not whining. I'm saying everybody gets insulted. I can't return most people's emails. I can't meet with people that want to meet with me. I can't go to a lot of events because I've counted the cost. I've said, look, they're taking over. They plan total enslavement. Martial law could come at any time. Could come this week or next year. I don't know. I've got to wake up as many as I can, and I say, wait a minute. Can I wake up more people doing 2 or 3 radio interviews a day in my own show, and each radio show, even a small radio show, reaching tens of thousands? You know, some mom-and-pop AM station reaches tens of thousands. Or should I jump on an airplane and fly to some neat city I want to see for a couple days? A lot of people in this movement, and I'm not knocking them. They love to fly from one town to the next and go on tours. And you fly into a nice place, you stay for 3 days, you only speak once, you go to museums, you go to nice restaurants, you play the part of the cool guy. People pick you up and kiss your butt, and you go speak to a crowd and get a speaking fee. I don't do that. I fly in and I say, I want you to give this to a firefighter organization. I brought my whole crew of four people. We're not taking the money. Go give it to the firefighters. I don't just fly around here and fly around there. I mean, a lot of times I'll have a movie star call me up. You know, other than Charlie Sheen or Willie Nelson or people like that. And they'll say, hey, come out and hang out at my place with me. You know, before I go on air, you know, before I speak out, I want to get to know you. So come on out here. I got a boat, you know, in Manhattan, or I got a boat in California. You know, we'll go out for a couple of days in the boat and have my chef fix dinner for you and stuff, ride jet skis. I go, nope, sorry, can't do it. I mean, other people would jump at that. Listen, I do whatever I think is going to hurt the New World Order. Okay, that's what I spend my time on. That's what I do. And if I deserve any credit, it's that. I mean, I almost cringe when somebody like Willie Nelson calls up and says, I've been listening to your show 10 years. I want to come on the show. You know why I cringe? Because it's going to drive the other talk show host mad with envy. And some listeners are going to go crazy thinking I'm a movie star or something. But then I think, no, this will really get attention for 9/11 Truth. Plus, I like Willie Nelson. And so I'll go ahead and have Willie Nelson on. And, you know, I've been a nice guy. I mean, I remember my whole time I grew up, and then when I was in this movement, people would act like they were my friend, and they'd do aggressive things to me or backstabbing things to me, and I'd put up with it. And they would smile at me with that fake look of sardonic elitism. Now, I don't put up with that. Anybody I associate with me screws me in any way. I never talk to them again. But then there's the frustration of I can't get them out of my life. They're always there sucking off of me. Always there creeping around using my name. Always using my show to build what they do on my back. So I try to be a moral, upstanding person. That's how the world works. And then, well, what are you going to do? You got to make a compromise. Got to leave people alone. You know, can't tell the listeners what I really think of people. Believe me, I mean, I was one inch a few minutes ago from doing it. I just may do a whole show where I tell you what I think about everybody. Only because it might just be healthy to do. Because I'll tell you right now, I'm pure. And by pure, I'm pure at the level of I mean what I'm doing, and I'm trying to do it for the right reasons. Now, all of my works are as dirty rags, and I got a lot of wickedness in me. Let's not. But that is not at my core. I got a lot of wickedness in me, ladies and gentlemen. We all do, but that is not at my core. My core loves little babies and puppy dogs and beautiful sculptures and beautiful women, not for sex, but just to behold their beauty. You know, I am a good person, a nurturative person, a loving person, and I've done everything I've done for the good of others because that's what I enjoy. That's what I've always done. But I've also learned not to give people multiple chances to push me around. Life is too short, and the backstabbing, larcenous, treacherous stuff I've seen is unbelievable. But I know you've seen that in daily life. You've seen that in business. You've seen that in relationships yourselves, and the world is getting worse. But don't ever let it get you down, and don't ever think because other people are cheating, you should cheat. I see that a lot. Well, my wife cheated on me, so, you know, now I cheat on her. And it doesn't mean any of us are perfect, but we need to not do that. Uh, or Or, well, I had a girlfriend cheated on me, so now that I have a new girlfriend, I'm going to cheat on her. And that, I mean, that's the kind of basic stuff. Or, well, people cheat in business, so I'm going to go ahead and cheat in business. I mean, here I am turning down hundreds of quack nutrition and, you know, magic cure stuff from these advertisers. But then still, I have to be associated with other shows and people that don't turn it down. I have to be associated with people that have backstabbed me, talk crap about me, and then run around and say, oh, Alex is bad. He doesn't associate with us. Why don't you look in the dirty mirror at the reason I don't? Now, I notice the people that do all this bad stuff, they never take responsibility for the things they have done. That's just like the government. In fact, before I go back to calls, I want to play some of these clips. It's 5 minutes long, and it's New York a few days ago. These peaceful Tibetans are walking along. They're about 100 yards from the front of the UN building. I've been there many times, demonstrating and videotaping myself. There's always groups out there protesting, and the police run up, and you hear them saying, you have to listen carefully on the actual video at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I don't know if it'll come across on air or even if we can play it all. But they say, do you have a permit? Do you have a permit? And the people are all jacked up. They're peaceful monks, but they don't, you know, they are accustomed to the communist Chinese trying to stop them, and they're going to protest. So they march past the cops. The cops start shoving them. The monks pull back, keep marching. They get to the front. More cops pull up, violently pull their cars up in front of everybody. They pull out the metal batons, the extendable batons, and they start beating, I mean, just waylaying, full power, whacking people with metal batons. And then the cops run up to the cameraman, and they say, we're going to kill you. And the cameraman pulls back. And then what blew me away was, I don't know, 30, 40% of the comments, I mean, I went through a bunch of pages of it, were saying, good, good for the cops. They didn't follow orders. They were yelling. The cops have all got their tasers out, and they're tasering people. And the Tibetan women are crying. Just like China. Just like China. Does that cop think his pension fund is... They want martial law cops so they can take the pension funds. The pension funds have already been spent by almost every Fortune 500. The Social Security's been gone since 96. The reason they're training you no protest and microwave and audio cannons is because they're going to hurt everybody. Don't you understand that? They're going to hurt you. And you just look in the mirror when all this happens. It's the same thing. And they train the cops, you got to be in control. You got to be in control. You can't put up with this. You can't, you know, they got to have permits. And so that's their excuse. You don't have a permit. Austin just said you have to have a permit. They just lost another lawsuit 2 days ago. Austin doesn't care. They'll just keep doing the same policy and keep paying out $300,000, $100,000, $20,000. I was looking at the different suits they've lost. I think the last one was $100,000 and was multiple counts of it. I know the 27 people, $100,000 lawsuits plus, that's what the state usually gives out, plus in 2000 for banning protests around the governor's mansion. I mean, when Austin cops walked up to me last time, I said, you've lost a bunch of lawsuits. What are you doing saying I can't stand here with signs saying Ron Paul? And they said, we're going to arrest you. It's all on video. Put it up on YouTube. And I just said, I can't believe you. I was treating them with respect, being friendly. And after that, I just said, you are degenerate scum. And I said, you go ahead and arrest me, and you just better make it good because I am going to sue you. And again, you think, and I said, you think I want to spend $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 dragging you through the process? You'll probably lose, but it doesn't matter. It's you. You're the one jumping out in front of a bus. You're the one doing wrong. Don't make me do this. And then I saw sergeants telling captains, man, come on, they got it right. they'd be 20 yards away, but you can watch their lips moving on the video because we were videotaping them going, I don't think we should, and guys throwing their arms up. Because I told them, I said, I'm going to sue all of you. Don't do it. You know you've lost lawsuits. Might have been some Tibetan that didn't speak good English, and I started yelling back at him. It would have been over, man. They'd have tasered me. And I've said it many times. That wasn't some chest-beating victory that I had to back the cops off like a bunch of wolves with a torch around the campfire. Their eyes coming up out of the dark. There wasn't a victory. It was sick. You think I like messing with police? You think I like rubbing the nose of 150 cops in riot gear and beating them? These are aggressive, tough guys. They like to knock heads. You think I like having to challenge them and threaten them? I have to. And now I have to drive around in this town. Now I have to be around them. My family does. And don't worry, they're going to win in the end. All of you that want to see me fall, all of you that want to see me torn to pieces, all the other talk show hosts, all the cops, people in this movement, all of you, you're going to get to probably see me torn to pieces, probably sooner rather than later. And you think you win, but you don't, because I was always real. I always stood for what was right. I never compromised. I never surrendered. And I win in the end, and this idea wins. And the good people out there, we outnumber you, and we're going to win.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
day after day, alone on a hill. The man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
We get a call, Leroy! Officer Letty! Officer Letty is swinging a club! Officer Letty, Officer Morallo, with for no reason at all. Officer Letty, look at these cops clubbing people in front of the UN. Unbelievable. Protesting the free Tibet, cops clubbing people in their legs, in the sidewalk, in front of the UN in America. This is not China. There's another club coming out. Unbelievable. Another one. Another club. You guys are outrageous. You guys are outrageous. This is disgusting. You guys, I've never seen such gross violence. Tibet, Buddhists from Tibet. From Tibet. Unbelievable. Free Tibet. Free Tibet. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
Okay, folks. I meant to play Governor Ridge being confronted, but we do have that up on JonesReport.com about Bohemian Grove. It's a great clip by Gary Franchi. I wanted to take a few final calls from Alex in Germany, Scott in Arizona, Rachel in California. We're going to try. I didn't get to a lot of the news. It's a catch-22. Take your calls or cover all the news, but I did get to most of it. A lot of incredible stuff up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com today. There's two different products we carry by New Vitality. Now, they have hundreds of products, but these are I'm sure they're all great, but this is a well-respected vitamin company and supplement company, but these are the two I know are really good. And that's the Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse, aloe vera, and other herbs on to really clean your guts out. Very important step to take. 1-800-569-4056. They also have the Super Beta Prostate, the well-documented herbs known for shrinking the prostate and the overall health of it. That's very well-researched information. Super Beta Prostate Formula, 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056 from the folks at New Vitality. And I haven't plugged them today. I'll just say I'm a filmmaker. We got Endgame. We got Terror Storm, Final Cut, Loose Change, Final Cut, InfoWars.com. Order the DVDs or see them all in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Olympic protester sentenced to 5 years imprisonment, beaten. This is Olympic human rights activist Yang Chu Lin was sentenced to 5 years imprisonment Tuesday for inciting subversion of state power by championing his cause with the slogan, "We don't want the Olympics, we want human rights." Our government now is supporting China and what they're doing. Just a few years ago, they said it would now prison for saying we want freedom. And already, most areas in the country, folks, you try to protest without a permit, they walk up, they pull batons out, and they knock your teeth out. America is now becoming that. And that's so you can't protest and shoot your mouth off when you're a slave. Again, it's no point in me just bashing cops. I feel sorry for you, too. I just feel sorry for all. You know, we're out of time. Alex in Germany, call me back tomorrow. We'll go to the head of the line. Same with Rachel, Scott, Jim, Tim, everybody else. By the way, first hour was jam-packed with key news on Tibet and some other issues I didn't get to. Also, the Second Amendment issue, new developments there with the house-to-house gun confiscations is basically what it is. Going on all over the country. If you missed any of that, it restarts in 1 minute. But there's one place to listen, InfoWars.com. You just, right now, go to InfoWars.com, and it says mainstreams, and it restarts in 1 minute when this show ends at InfoWars.com. And other AM and FM affiliates re-air us throughout the evening and the next morning. I want to thank all of them from Pennsylvania to Montana. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut.
an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit has now